I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I wondered if you are still wallowing in.
Wallowing.
in the glow of your award the other
day. I don't know. Do I still have the glow around
you? You do have the glow about you. Yes. You certainly do.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, Laurie Cadden won the Margaretta Beland Chamberlain Award from the Scranton Area Community Foundation for her phenomenal work in the community. And it was quite a wonderful event. We had, about 150 people there?
I don't know if it was that many, but at least there were about 100. There had to be more.
Yeah.
Maybe 110 or something. Yeah.
So it was a very nice, wonderful group of people, many of whom were involved in the origin of the program that was called Women in Philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thrilled to hear of all of the progress that they've made in 4 years.
Yep.
It is phenomenal.
Yes.
With women being encouraged to start businesses and having them be mentored along the way, micro loans, it's a wonderful, wonderful way to do business like that. So anyway, that was a good thing. And all of your, not all of them, but your family, your sister, your two sons came from hither and yon to attend.
Yep.
And Meyer was there, and a lot of your friends.
My brother Jimmy had his knee replaced, which is why the week before. So
yeah, mm-hmm. And you also gave a very nice acceptance speech of your award, and you referred to some. It wasn't a poem, I guess, that you
not
read?
Not a poem. It was a story from a young guy who was a wish. Yeah. Kid who was 17 years old, who was battling cancer, and he, his name is Seth, and I know his last name, but I don't want to mispronounce it. And on the board with me at the time was Bill O'Boyle, who wrote for the Times Leader, and he did a beautiful story the next day or two after the gala that we used to do for Make-A-Wish on a yearly basis, and that's when everything was headquartered in Wilkes-Barre. And he wrote about what this boy said about time. And I thought that, and I kept it from the newspaper and took a picture of it and a photocopy of it. And I still have that same, and I could condense it, but I don't want to because it's got Bill's little picture in there of writing it. And it's just, it brings back a lot of thoughts of those days when we all worked with these wonderful families and kids and organizations to give these kids wishes. And this kid was so profound in what he said and what he wrote. And I thought that was an appropriate way to end the night because both Katie Gilmartin, who also won the Roseanne Smith Alpern Award, that's an award given by the Junior League of Scranton. Katie is a sustainer in the Junior League, as am I, and very proud of that award. Anyone getting that award it's remarkable. Roseanne Smith Alpern was an incredible lady. And so that award, her family, there was a big fundraiser at the Cultural Center. It was called the Queen of Hearts Ball, and they did it many, many, many years ago to raise funds and then started the endowment. So the foundation, it was wonderful. She's so Katie well deserved. So When it's you, the honors of both of these awards are what you do with your time and the time that you spend helping others, working in your community, making it a better place, hopefully, and doing the things that we try to do. I felt that that was appropriate because it all goes back to time, and you can't, it burns, like as he said, it burns off at the end of the day, and you know that old line, and I like it, what would you do, Joanne, you'll love this, what would you do if $86,400 was deposited into your account every single day? And then at the end of the day, it burns off. It doesn't carry over a balance. It does allows no overdrafts. It's gone. What would you do with it? Well, each of us has such a bank. It's called time, 86,400 seconds a day. And so it was just one of those kind of things, what you should do with your time. And that old line, you know, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. And it was, I love that. And I think of this young guy every time. Mm-hmm. And it was just a perfect way to say, you know, what are you going to do with your 86,400 seconds tomorrow? You know, it was just a way to look at it. So, I thought it was appropriate for what we were there for.
Well, it's funny when you said that because there was, to me, it reminded me of a guy who does a podcast. And he now is to the point where he does 5 of them a week. He has 400 and some episodes, whatever. But every one of them, he ends it by saying, we all have 86,400 seconds a day. And he said, what would you do with those remaining seconds if you could do it over again? It's a great question, and mm-hmm. sometimes people are taken aback and don't know what to answer. Some people have it like that. Boom, I know what I would do differently. It's just interesting to listen to people answer that question because it's a good one to ask.
Well, you know, it's kind of, and it also made me think of, you know, my mother too in many ways because, you know, when you think of the things you do and you take for granted, something as simple as, because of course today, and this is what made me think about it, today I placed all of my orders for the Dunmore Fire Department and the Dunmore DPW to give the guys lunch that I do every year. So on Friday, which will be we're taping on Thursday. You're listening to us on Saturday. So in between, DPW will have their lunch. And on Saturday morning, the fire department is getting theirs. And I was ordering this and thinking about foods and talking to the guys, like, what do you guys like? And, you know, they're men, most of them, and they're, well, we want this, we want... And we like this, we like pizza, we like hoagies. So I usually get pizza and hoagies and chips and soda and send it over. And I was thinking about different foods. And on my way up Drinker Street tonight to come here, I saw Didge Judge, who runs the DPW, and he was coming out of the one side street, and he's blowing the horn and the big pack master at me, which they all do. They're just so cute. And I, and I, big smile, and I was thinking about all of this and what they, you know, how hard these men work. Mm-hmm. I mean, work. And I said it every year that my grandpa, my mom's dad, worked for the city of Scranton DPW, so which is why I, in honor of him, do that, because these guys, you know, they deserve far more recognition than they get for everything mm-hmm. that they have to do. And so I was looking at the restaurants going up Drinker Street, and I thought to myself, you know, and then thinking of this little story I told, and I think of, like, you don't realize it. Like, my mom was eating until, like, the day, she died on Friday morning, and Tuesday night, she was eating a piece of Alfredo's pizza. And so she kept eating right up, and she ate like a trooper, and she wanted certain things and she loved them. And you think, like, do in that moment, like, you never know, as simple as something like that, but your favorite food, like, mm-hmm. you don't have any idea when that may not be what it is. And so that was part of it. There's another poem that I do also read called The Station by, I think it's Robert Hastings. And it says in there that, you know, it's the destination, it's the journey mm-hmm. not the destination. And so do the things you love while you're on the journey instead of worrying about all the things. Do the things that make you happy because you just don't know. That's very...
That's why you've heard me say before so many times, it bothers me that people keep... I don't know what the word is. It just isn't coming to me at the moment, but keep denying themselves so much during the course of their lives because they think they have to save for retirement. Mm-hmm. Save for retirement. Save for retirement. And, all right, you get there, and then you say, all right, now what do I do?
Exactly.
And I don't really want to take a trip now because I can't move as well as I did,
right.
or I can't see as well as I did. So why aren't you taking the trips mm-hmm. now?
Yeah.
You know, I get it that, you know, you're going to have retirement, but there's no guarantee, folks, that you're going to get there. So you right. got to have a balance mm-hmm. between living your life now and saving for something tomorrow. And people who just, I know I get it that a lot of people are children of the Depression era. And so for them, they know what that means when there's nothing.
To pinch, yes.
Okay,
exactly.
I get that. But I also know that you have to live your life today as well as do something for tomorrow. And I think your mother's a perfect example of that. She was very much a part of everybody's life, very active, very talkative, very engaged in so many things, right up to the end.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, you know, I said at the funeral was a revolving door, my sister's house of
yeah.
love. And that is what, that is the most important thing. She was as engaged as she could possibly uh-huh. be right up to the very end.
Yeah.
And it's, and she never, my mother was not someone who, you know, she wanted something, she did it. She wanted to get it, she got it. She didn't, you know, she did tell me after a while, you know, some of this inheritance, I could have put in a new kitchen, Laurie, and, you know, teasing me about stuff like that. But, you know, she did. She got what she wanted. She loved to spend. She was and I still use retail therapy as my comfort these days. I'm mm-hmm. doing it in honor of my mother.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, Lynn, for a couple weeks. Once Christmas is over, I'll stop it. But that's what, you know, people in every store knew her. I mean, for God's sake, four of Alfredo's waitresses walked through that, waited in line at her viewing to mm-hmm. say, because they loved her so much, mm-hmm. sent pizza up to her and did, like, people at Boscov's were there. So mm-hmm. people knew who she was and she made sure that they did. And she was a good customer and people appreciate that.
Yeah.
And that's the point. It's like, be more engaged. I also had this form with me, unbeknownst to me, about the community thing, that would be a theme at the... I didn't read it because I had too many other things, but it's this little poem that I got many years ago when I worked at the Everhart Museum, a little I guess it would be on a poster, how to build community. Mm-hmm. And then it just tells you all the little things to do, including shop your local merchants. Like, let people know who you are. Show up and do things.
Yeah.
Participate. Build community mm-hmm. by putting yourself in front of other people.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. For no for whatever you get out of it. Like I said, I do nothing to win an award, but when you get it, it's a beautiful thing. But do something.
Yeah.
There's that legal song, do something. Like, get out there and do something. Doesn't matter what the hell it is, just do something. And make your play, make wherever you are, wherever you call home, wherever you call your community, do it and make it a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Because you all have something to offer. There's some unique talent or gift that we all have that can help. Whether it's like Johnny Lucas in there, who's always up at the animal shelter, making a difference because he loves those animals. He gets up there. Things like that. Yeah, that builds community.
It does.
So I just say I think the more we do it, the better off we are. Do I sound like a politician?
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when are you declaring your candidacy?
I'm not. What the hell? Anyway, so we are going to take, so thank you for that. And mm-hmm. congratulations to our girl, Katie Gilmartin. And while we're at it, you can go visit Katie and Nada down at Nada & Company. Again, shop your local merchants. See what they can do for you. And, say congratulations to Katie, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you in a little bit. We're going to take a fast break. You're listening this morning to Laurie and Lynn Show. And next up is the lovely Joanne Marsili of Fidelity Bank.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News with Webster and Nancy. And I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
At Fidelity Bank, we're here whenever and wherever you need us. As your financial partner, our goal is to provide you trusted advice and outstanding service, whether you're in line at our branches or online with your smartphone, mobile device, or computer. With convenient banking tools like our Fidelity mobile app, you can put the bank right in your pocket for safe, secure, 24/7 access anytime or anywhere. Call today, 1-800-388-4380. Visit us online or stop by your local branch to Go Mobile. With Fidelity Anytime Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Barbara Plugnett, MD of Advanced Gynecology Associates in Scranton. I've had the occasion to work with many women in my 25 years as a gynecologist. And while I enjoy that experience, I also specialize in helping women to have a better quality of life before, during, and after menopause. I believe it requires a personal touch. I get to know my patients, and I personally strive to make the normal process of menopause as easy as possible, beyond resorting to traditional hormone replacement therapy. If you're a woman thinking this is only happening to me, know that you're not alone. If you have questions, concerns, need personalized attention, please come and talk with me. I'm here to help you. There's no need to suffer with menopausal symptoms. You can reach me at my office in Scranton via phone number 570-344-9997, or you can find us on the web at Dr. Barbara Plucknett, that's BarbaraPlucknett.com.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
Here's Laurie and Lynn.
Good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And my name is Lynn Evans. I am managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm created specifically for the financial planning needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse, and that's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And with us is the aforementioned Miss Joanne Marsili, who is the a senior vice president of marketing and
digital sales.
Yep. I have it, but I couldn't read it. The bottom line. What the heck did I write? Nice. Then I started talking. And Joanne is with Fidelity Bank, one of our dear friends. And again, Fidelity Bank will be back joining us next year. We are very happy for our 10th anniversary.
Yay.
And Joanne, so happy as we call. Nicole last week, the grand poobah. Joanne is up in that category. And she is, Fidelity Bank is growing and growing and growing. How many offices now, Joanne?
Well, we have 11. We opened the Back Mountain just recently. We have a grand opening in January. So, we've kind of been self-contained in our own little universe, but we are growing quickly. As Dan says, it took us 117 years to be the fastest growing company in Scranton.
So, Joanne, we talked, you and I, last week a little bit about kind of like going over a little bit of a year in review, because many, many things have happened with your institution this year. You want to talk a little bit about some of those achievements and accomplishments that Fidelity has gained through the year?
Sure. When we look back and we look at it, it's like it's pretty incredible. Well, we rang the bell on January 8th at NASDAQ, which kind of started the year off. I mean, that's a bucket list item you never know is on your bucket list. It was really exciting. We have been named by Forbes a top in-state bank for the state of Pennsylvania, and that's based on customer service and digital tools and all of that. The readers of the Scranton Times, the best bank in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. We're still the number one mortgage lender in the region. What else? We've opened the Back Mountain branch. We got the Sage Award for the fastest growing business, which is a Scranton Chamber of Commerce Award. And we're almost a billion. We've gotten almost a billion, and we're very close.
And did you do was it this year or was it last year? Did you do one of the houses,
the one for the kids.
The Playhouse. Was that this year or last year?
No, that was last year.
We did time flies.
Yeah, that was last year. We put our Sweets and Treats van out on the road
this
year.
That was it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Then, yep. And which we have used many times. I saw your Sweets and Treats when Meyer and I took a ride, which I always love to do. It was sort of, I think it was right after Thanksgiving, before my mom passed, but after Thanksgiving, and we went around to see the lights, and Sue, God love her, and the Sweets and Treats van was right there at the end with the hot chocolate stuff up at the, are they there all the time?
No, not all the time. Okay. The city of Scranton invited us up for that day. In fact, I think we're going up another day. They just have to coordinate it, but okay. Yeah, the city of Scranton invited us up and said, hey, do you want to do this?
I like, love it.
Sure.
Because now you can do the hot chocolate. Chocolate, right?
Yeah. Right, we transition from ice cream to hot chocolate in the winter, and then when it gets warm again, we'll transition back to ice cream.
So, what kind of ice cream is it?
I can tell you right off the bat.
All right,
there is ice cream. Oh, I don't know, but who cares? Because it's so good. Now I can't eat a lot of it because of the gluten, but it's all of my favorites: a ice cream sandwich,
mm-hmm.
Nutty Buddy,
mm-hmm.
a strawberry like cheese shortcake popsicle. And ice popsicles, like regular normal pipes popsicles. Did I get them?
Is there a fudgesicle?
That's it, because I had the fudgesicle. Yes. Yeah. And every one were, which when you're a kid, like all of those were things I used to love as a kid.
Oh, for sure. I still buy them when I go.
Yeah, I wish I could. Like I said, I wish I could. And then Sue is in there handing, and at the walk for the hospice walk, Dragon, who I love, down. He's the manager at what's Dragon's last name?
Joe. Joseph.
Okay, he is a doll. He and his wife were at our event for the God Box, but he was right there with Sue handing out the goodies, and people love it because mm-hmm. it's so easy, because it's not like you have to make everything. It's right here. It's a wrapped popsicle or little, you know, goodie bar, and it's great. And it just makes you smile.
Yeah, I mean, it is fun. It gets the best reaction no matter where we are. So it's a lot of fun to bring it out.
Where did you come up with that? Was that something you heard from some other marketing group or whatever, bank marketing?
Well, it's interesting. So many years ago, Dan and I were sitting in a webinar, and there's a bank out in Oregon called Umpqua.
Okay.
And we were watching them tell their story,
mm-hmm.
and they had three things that we've absconded with.
Oh, good. Ideas are great, yeah.
One is the ice cream truck. That's where that came from. It took us almost 10 years to get that ice cream truck.
Okay.
But finally, last year, we were able to purchase it. Our random acts of kindness, that came from them. So if you don't know, our branch managers can show up anywhere and pick up the tab for anything. They've done restaurants, they've done car washes, they've delivered flowers. It's random, and you don't always know where they are, but mm-hmm. that's our random act of kindness. And the third thing was they used to do a lemonade stand, which was kind of built on children learning how to be entrepreneurs and how to save. And so we kind of took that idea and made it our own, too. So that was a very worthwhile free webinar.
It sure was.
But it was 10 years ago.
But those are great ideas. That's what I'm wondering, you know, did they come from others that you've seen? Because no one else in our area does anything like any of those three that I know of. Now, maybe they do, and it's just not something that I've ever seen or experienced. But I just think those are really cool things.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's always our feeling that people are going to think of the bank when we've done something to touch their heart.
Absolutely.
It's not really about, you know, what the rate is or any of that. It's, mm-hmm. you know, are we friendly? Do we give good advice? Do they, you know, what have we done for the community? And that's always a big thing, too, mm-hmm. you know, because we have well over, you know, almost 100% of our employees do volunteer time off, which we give them. Mm-hmm. So it's...
Well, I happen to think my favorite best idea was the coffee. Could care less about that. But the cookies in every one of the branches.
Yeah, coffee and cookies.
Fabulous. I mean, it's just is a wonderful...
I think that might have came from Umpqua, too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's just a welcome touch.
Well, you know what it is? It makes you feel... like you're there's a good when you smell a whole fresh baked cookie or a cup of coffee, as I say all the time to my son Sean. Didn't drink coffee. Well, now he's drinking coffee. He took a cue from his mother, because I said, Sean, what do you mean you don't drink coffee? You have to drink coffee. Coffee is a universal peace sign. Seriously, when you think about it, right?
Yes.
Let's go for a coffee. Let's sit and have a coffee. You drink coffee over all fun things, happy things, sad things, important things. There's a cup of coffee, there's something about coffee that makes me feel like a hug. So I always say that's what that is. So now, of course, he started to drink coffee, and I'm so happy he took my advice. But that smell of coffee, which I love, or the smell of toast, you feel, or fresh baked cookies make you touches your senses of happy times, good times, mm-hmm. that you take with you. It no different than when I would sell a house. I would say the best thing I ever did, the first house I ever sold, the first time I walked into his house, I said, oh my God, John, what do I smell? He said, I made a big pot of chili because I figured the scent would be great. And it was like you felt like it was your home, so it was the perfect thing to do. Yeah. So those things trigger memories and stuff that make you feel good.
That's what I think. That's what we try to emulate. We want everybody to think that they're coming into their friend's living room when they walk into one of our offices.
Mm-hmm. I tell you about the time I was over at the West Side branch, and I was meeting somebody there for something. I forget why I was there, but there was an older gentleman who probably, you know, had his little, I don't know which war it was, but he had his hat on, okay? And he walked in, and the first place he went to was the coffee. And I don't know if there were any cookies in there or not. It didn't make any difference. But he actually went up to the teller and said, there's no coffee in here. I need my coffee.
We do have regulars.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, these people come in, and they come in there for their coffee and a cookie. They don't transact any business at all.
No.
They just sit there in the chair and have their coffee and cookies, and it's probably the highlight of their day.
But it doesn't mean that they don't have an automatic deposit of their Social Security, their pension.
I'm just saying that it's just a warm and comfortable place for them to be.
And speaking of the West Side branch, I have to give a shout out, Joanne, because my mother used to go and sit for I can't tell you how long with the girls at the West Side branch. And I have to tell you who was in line and who cried and was so lovely when I met her, LaToya.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She stood in line, and my brother Jimmy introduced me to her because he knows her from going to the
Yeah, because Jimmy goes there too.
Right. But she said to me, your mother would come in and tell me the most beautiful, wonderful stories, and we would have a cup of she would have a cup of coffee and sit and talk to me, and went on. And she said, and we just talked, and I would do business for her, and I just listened. And she said, I will miss her so much. And she was so lovely. And this young girl stood in line and cried to all of us.
How sweet.
So see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all good. I mean, everyone's a good egg. I mean, and they care deeply about their customer. And it's just that's who we try to choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was all good, and it's...
So what's coming up for the bank for this year? Anything exciting we can look forward to? Any more branches opening?
Well, yeah. Well, we'll have our grand opening in our back mountain. Yeah. We're going to be hopefully give away a BMW X5.
Oh, yeah,
we
nice.
Talked about that, remember?
And,
oh, my God.
$10,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We usually have like a family fun, but now we're going to have a winter carnival. We're going to have an ice carver and hot, you know, the hot cinnamon nuts and almonds and stuff. Yeah. You know, so it'll be fun. We've purchased land or have leased land in Mountaintop.
Oh.
We're getting ready to break ground in Mountaintop.
Okay.
So we'll be kind of moving out further down Luzerne County, further south into Luzerne County.
Yeah.
And we're building our digital platform as well. I mean, that's, you know, so that... we won't just be contained within northeastern Pennsylvania. We'll be everywhere.
So what will that mean? What are you building out on the digital platform? What more can we do online?
Well, it's not that you can do more. You'll still be able to open deposits, open loans, and all of that. But what we're going to be doing is pushing it out a little bit beyond our footprint.
Okay.
And, you know, starting to really be available beyond our 37 miles from end to end.
Okay.
That's what we're going to be working on.
That's cool. It's wonderful. Well, Joanne, Merry Christmas, and please our love and best wishes to your husband and his family on the death of your father-in-law. I'm very sorry about that.
Thank you.
It's just there's no time to lose a parent, but the holidays are the worst time, I think.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Our condolences.
And, thank you. And congratulations are in order too. For Rachel.
For Rachel. And because,
yes.
And again, you have that happy and sad.
Happy
it's
and
a
sad.
Balance.
All the same,
Rachel
right?
Marsili graduated from Penn State.
We are.
Yeah, we are, baby. There you go. So following in her mother's, was your husband a grad there, too?
Both
of you.
We
there
both
you
graduated
go.
From
see?
Penn State. Yes.
There you go. Well, congratulations
Yay.
To
thank
all.
Thank you.
And Joanne, we'll see you next year.
All right.
Okay. Thank
Happy
you
New
very
Year.
Much.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back. We'll have Attorney Barbara J. O'Hara next. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of the Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
Do you have a support, custody, or divorce case in northeastern Pennsylvania? Call Barbara J. O'Hara, an attorney with 31 years of experience in divorce, custody, and support cases. You need an attorney who is experienced in family law cases, not a general practitioner. Call Barbara J. O'Hara at 570-344-7171. This may be your first divorce, but it shouldn't be your attorney's. You need experience on your side. Call Barbara J. O'Hara at 570-344-7171.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA OneSource Realty offers an industry-exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA OneSource Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top-rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA OneSource Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, my name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm dedicated specifically to the financial planning needs of baby boomer women. I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. Fear-Free Finances for Baby Boomer Women.
That's actually the book.
I know.
It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And our guest expert, the second guest expert of the day, is our lovely attorney, Barbara J. O'Hara, who is with, she's a partner with Hughes, Nichols, and O'Hara at 1421 East Drinker Street in Dunmore. And she's been practicing family law for 38 years. So if you could, does this woman know a little bit about something about family law? Yes, she does. So, Barbara, what's going on?
What's going on is, you know what? I'd like to say it's a happy time of year. But for people in divorce and custody problems and whatever, it's not really a happy time of year. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking today about how to address that. And you know what? It's nice to keep your old traditions, but your old traditions worked when you were all together. Now that you are not together, now you have to come up with different traditions.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, first off, some people tried to work these things out on their own. And really, I wanted to come up with different suggestions of what you can do. And secondly, I wanted to talk to people about how to make this a little bit easier on them and how to enjoy the holidays more than you might otherwise have done. So, what happens with holidays? If the two of you live in the same general area, you could split the day and... Excuse me. By splitting the day, I mean some people just celebrate Christmas Eve. Other people celebrate Christmas Day. So in those kind of cases, then the person who celebrates Christmas Eve every year has Christmas Eve, and the other one has every year has Christmas Day, and they alternate where the child sleeps. That works for some people. It doesn't work for other people. Other people want a little bit of each. So they might say, okay, fine, I want the child on Christmas Eve up until a certain point. Then the child can go and sleep at dad's or sleep at mom's. And then I'd get them back at, say, noon the next day. So some people, some cases I have where you have the child or children from noon on the 24th to noon on the 25th. And then the other parent has noon on the 25th to noon on the 26th. And maybe you alternate next year, depending upon what works for your situation. I mean, everybody's ethnic backgrounds are a little bit different. Some people don't celebrate at all on Christmas Day. Other people, you know, Christmas Day is the big day. So you try to accommodate people. However, there comes a point in time where if everybody celebrates the same, and, well, what we were used to when we were married is we'd go to both parents, both sets of grandparents or whatever, you're not going to be able to do that every year. And you're going to have to look at this and say, okay, fine. We're going to start some of our own new traditions and try to make things as happy as you can. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have to do this as your kids age anyway. I have adult children. Yes. We pretend like the morning of the 24th is Christmas, and we wake up, we exchange presents. Nobody's saying, but on the calendar, it's not the 25th. Well, you know what? My daughter wants to be at home and do Christmas for my granddaughter. I get that. I understand that. I'm
from the suburban Philly, so I didn't like uprooting my kids every Christmas morning of hurry. And I did this the first couple of years where you say, hurry up, open up your presents, but you have to get in the car. Mm-hmm. Well, spending 2 hours down and 2 hours back in the car on Christmas Day, because sometimes mom and dad had to work the 26th, doesn't seem like a lot of fun to a kid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I really understand that. So I told my family, you know what, I'm going to stop doing this, which meant that my family always celebrates the Saturday before. And so everybody can be with their nuclear families, their in-laws or whatever on the day or Christmas Eve. So, you know what,
it's
you
nice.
Have to start new traditions
mm-hmm.
and extending it. There's plenty of holidays. There's plenty of weekends. People still want to keep things going after Christmas and up to New Year's. Celebrate then.
Yeah.
You know, if you say, okay, fine, we're going to do presents on the 24th or the 26th because mom doesn't have custody of you this year on Christmas morning, or dad doesn't have custody of you on Christmas morning, then fine, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. A kid's not going to look, you know, it does get trickier with the whole Santa thing. But you know what? For a child who is eager to get presents, if you say, Santa left some here for you, and you'll get them the morning you come over to mom or dad's, that's okay.
Sure, cause Santa leaves gifts whichever house you're
yes.
in. Right?
And
yeah.
Santa knows where your mommy lives mm-hmm. or your daddy lives. And you really have to look at this and say, okay, fine. You are as happy as you make up your mind to be. So you can either stay miserable, or you look at this and say, how do I make the best out of this situation? And I realize it's very challenging in some cases. And there are people out there that want to make your life miserable. And I get that. You're not in an easy situation. But then you have to look at this and say, how am I going to make the best of this? And if the best of this is, okay, fine, I only have my child for these number of hours, what am I going to do? And you can either be miserable during those hours because you didn't get what you wanted, or you can make the best of things mm-hmm. and celebrate in the off hours or whatever. And just try to make it as happy as you can. So that's
your tip for this. And well, it is true if you think about it, because everybody uses that old, a lot of people, I can't say everybody, but they, you know, where the struggle comes in then with, because you're both a little angry maybe, right, Barb?
Oh,
and then,
my goodness,
and
yes.
then you use the kids and you want this and you just dig your feet,
yeah.
your heels into the sand and say, I'm not going and
you know,
I'm not going to change. It doesn't.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, you need to like be a little more understanding and flexible for
yes.
both, for all of you.
And you know what, for the person who says, but we always went to my family in New Jersey. If dad's living here, you know what? Split the holiday. Go to New Jersey the following weekend
mm-hmm.
or during the weekend between Christmas and New Year's. You really, like, you need to give a little.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just look at this and say, but I want. Because it's, you know, it's unfair. And it's a way to make people miserable. And that's really not the spirit of the season.
What do you do when you have people that, let's say, share different religious backgrounds?
Actually, I like that when it's like, you know, Jewish, because Hanukkah
yeah.
was the 3rd of mm-hmm. December. So that was nice.
That was good.
And then and then the other person being Christian.
Yes.
You know what? Fine. So you give time at Hanukkah. You give time at Christmas. But I had a one-hour custody fight at conciliation conference. And at the end of it, after fighting over Christmas Eve, where the child would sleep and whatever, my client turned to me after we were leaving the room and said, do you know he's Jewish? And I thought, why in the world were we fighting that?
Oh my God.
And why didn't you tell me that sooner? So, you know, you look at this and say, you know, one time out of four, Easter for the Orthodox is different from Easter for the Roman Catholics
yeah.
and Christians. And that, at another firm, I used to do a lot in the Mid-Valley where there were a lot of Russian
Eastern
Orthodox.
Europeans. Yeah.
And you look at that and say, okay, fine. So you know, we're okay on that year.
Yeah. Is it just four? I thought it was every year. It's a different year.
Well, Easter.
Easter.
And you know what? If you celebrate on January 7th, that's just another Tuesday to a person who doesn't.
Right.
So
exactly.
Fine, give it to them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What really becomes a problem is where somebody really expects that they're going to travel. And that's really hard.
Right.
Because who wants to be the parent that doesn't see their child at all, you know, in that situation? And that's really tough. The other thing I did want to say is the alimony deduction is gone as of December 31st, mm-hmm. 2018. So call your attorney if you expect that or think that maybe you'll have to pay alimony. If you don't have a signed agreement by December 31st of 2018, then you won't get the deduction. If you're the payor, and if you're the payee, you don't have to take it as income. So really important deadline, hard and fast deadline. Mm-hmm. So get it done. I'm rushing back to my office now to finish one up.
and we
do this on Thursdays.
Next week, Saturday, right? After trying to get it all out.
Quite possibly true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope there's judges in the courthouse.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it makes it dramatic.
Yes, I know. That's what I was saying to you before, what I was doing before I came here.
Yes.
Same situation.
So, you know, everybody has to have a signed agreement if you're going to expect to take that. And I don't want to look at this and say, does it have to be signed by a judge, too? I want to get them signed by a judge, which means...
While they're there.
It's Thursday and I'm rushing back to my office. Mm-hmm. this is recorded. I don't normally work on Saturdays.
Barbara, what will your daughter do?
My daughter is coming up for...
Christmas Eve?
The 23rd and the 24th, leaving the night of the 24th, spending Christmas at her house, and then going to her in-laws on the 25th. So...
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that's all right. Good. Yeah. That's what
happens. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. And my son married someone who's Jewish, so we don't have to share. And they already did Hanukkah, so it's all good.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, that's
and
a good thing.
My youngest son is coming in from Oklahoma, so I'm very excited.
And when's he coming in?
He is coming in the night of the 21st.
Okay.
So he'll be in for through the New
days.
Year.
All right.
Through
good.
The New Year. So that's good.
Well, so make sure any last minute words of wisdom you want to give anyone out there as if they are in need any of your services in the future.
Oh, thank you. I could be reached at 570-344-7171. My office is in Dunmore, located at 1421 East Drinker Street, and I practice in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Susquehanna, Wayne, and Wyoming.
Great.
Thank you.
And Barbara will be back with us next
year. Happy New Year.
As we begin our 10th year anniversary, believe it or not. Woo-hoo. Barbara will be back. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Lori on winning the. Okay, I'll get this wrong.
No, yeah.
Okay. The.
Margaretta
Chamberlain Award.
Thank you very much.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
Recognition for someone who's worked in the community very, very hard.
Oh, thank you, Barb. I love you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas
And Merry
to
Christmas
you.
To everybody.
And Happy New Year.
And Merry Christmas to you, Lynn.
Thank you.
I hope it's a good New Year.
Thank you.
So do I.
Yes.
Same to you.
Thank you.
And we will see you next week. Please, everyone, have a very happy, very merry Christmas. And thanks again for listening all year, which will be here before New Year's one more time. But thank you again. So please be nice and please be safe and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.